Next up in the studio, we have Tom Webb. He's the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Team Communications Director, and he is here to talk to us about the most recent results for the team. And it looks like Michaela Shiffrin, let's start with her. She keeps, as you say, rewriting the record books. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Yeah, it's every week I seem to come in here and talk about Michaela Shiffrin, but the achievements that she is registering make this absolutely justifiable. So yeah, over the weekend on Saturday, she won her 51st World Cup event, which is her 36th career FISSKI World Cup slalom victory. This is in Semmering in Austria. This puts her ahead of her idol Marlies Scheeld as the winningest slalom skier of all time. Means that she's won 15 World Cup events in a calendar year, making her the first ski racer ever to do that. Marcel Hirscher, another already legend of the sport, was tied with Michaela on 14, but Michaela has put herself into 15 with only a couple of days of the year left, so she timed that perfectly. At this rate, if she continues this, we're talking at the moment about Lindsey Vonn breaking the winningest record of all time, which is 86. At this rate, that could see Michaela achieving that in 3 years. Obviously, all sorts of things crossed and injury allowing. But yeah, another incredible result. Also worth mentioning, Bryce Bennett, one of our men's speed team, registered his second fourth place of the season. That's a really, really strong result. So he's knocking on the door of the podium. Local athlete Steve Nyman was 16th. So again, a really strong season for the men in the Alpine discipline as well. And we're really, really pleased about that, particularly for Bryce, who is really showing what he's capable of doing.
Yes, and you said this was a pretty gnarly downhill track in Bormio.
Yeah, it's described as such by my colleague Megan Harrod, who's out there in Europe working with our women and men's Alpine team. And I think when she describes a track as gnarly, it means it's pretty, pretty hardcore. I think even Steve Nyman, who is a man who is not afraid of anything, was talking with some respect about what that track was like. So yeah, I think achieving a fourth place there for Bryce is particularly good. We also saw Jared Goldberg scoring his first World Cup points of the season in 28th. And I think there has been some focus on the Alpine team, particularly on the men's side. So for us to see such strong results coming from all sorts of athletes in that team at this point of the season is really, really good news for everybody in our team.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about cross country. Tour de ski time.
Yeah, Tour de Ski. For those who don't know it, it is very hardcore cross-country ski racing. It's along the same sort of lines as the Tour de France. So you have a race and then you move on to the next venue, and you have another race and you move on to the next venue. And I think anybody who's done even 5 minutes of cross-country skiing knows how grueling it is. But Jesse Diggins, one of the true heroes of the 2018 Olympic Games, came home with that historic first ever gold medal for the USA in cross country. Jesse's had a really strong start to the Tour de Ski. I'm not going to say what's happened today, because if anybody's keeping an eye on it, then I don't want to give out any spoilers. But she's currently, after yesterday's second stage, she was currently sitting at second overall in the Tour de Ski. Jesse is an athlete who plans extremely carefully. And there were some, I think, maybe consternation about her early season results, but she knows exactly what she's doing. She has a very strong plan with her coach. So for going into something like Tour de Ski, where she can really show her skills, she is definitely doing so. So keep an eye on that. Tune into NBC and you'll be able to see more of her and her teammates.
How many days does the Tour de Ski run?
10 days.
10 days. And it started when?
It started 2 days ago. So it started on Saturday, and that was when Jessie scored her first podium of the season.
And no rest days, nonstop?
Or? No, nothing. So you just keep going.
And are they different events every day?
Yeah, so there's a different combination of events. So you have to be a multi-discipline athlete, which is, I think some people may consider, you know, what you're doing is you are cross-country skiing, so how can it change? But, you know, it's a different mindset, it's a different approach, particularly technically. One of the things that came out of the Olympic Games was just how much preparation had gone in with the technical team, with the wax technicians, to prepare skis for the event that Jesse and Keegan Randall won. Well, it's no different on the World Cup. We're very lucky that we have some extremely good support team staff, particularly with the addition last season of a wax truck that we had sent over to the team over over in Europe, and that plays an incredibly important role in the athlete's ability to be able to set themselves up for competition and prepare in the right way. So at the tip of the spear, you see these athletes putting their everything on the line to go and win, but behind them is a massive team who are all working incredibly hard to help them achieve what they're capable of.
Sure. And they are switching venues every day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So really on the road. Okay. So what about, let's talk about this really terrific 2018 for the U.S. ski and snowboard athletes.
Yeah, it's been, frankly, an outstanding season. I mean, this has been my first year with the team, so I don't really have an awful lot to compare it against. But having seen just how much we achieved in Pyeongchang in Korea during the Olympic Games, U.S. ski and snowboard athletes filled up nearly 50% of the entire contingent of Team USA. So there's an awful lot of ski and snowboard athletes out there flying the flag. Nearly 80% of the gold medals won out in Pyeongchang were won by U.S. ski and snowboard athletes, with some really memorable performances. People like Chloe Kim, Red Gerard, Jamie Anderson, obviously Michaela, and a whole bunch of other people who achieved some amazing stuff out there. And then I think, you know, when you go into the start of a season like we did for this year, 2018-2019, we got very high hopes, but we just keep registering podiums. We keep seeing victories. Michaela is out there making headlines that even my father back in the UK called me up and he said, this Michaela Schifrin seems pretty extraordinary. And this is a man who has never set foot on a pair of skis. So I think, you know, we're writing new records and our athletes are achieving great things that are registering around the world. And I think that's particularly good for everybody back here in Park City and all the coaches and officials and volunteers and everybody who is working so hard around the world to help our athletes achieve things. And now we look forward to 2019. We got the FIS World Champs here in Park City and up in Solitude starting in just a month's time, 31 days, and we're very, very excited about that. So, yeah, I think the atmosphere seems very, very good in the team at the moment, and long may that continue.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming by, Tom Webb. Tom is the communications director with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Team. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
We'll see you often through the winter season.